This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan Emord.
All right, we are coming to you live from the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium here in Dallas this weekend, and set up here outside of registration. I am, and Jonathan Emord and Cheryl Chumley are here as well, kindling and rekindling that sacred fire of liberty. Jonathan, how are you, my friend?
Just fine, Robert. I'm glad you're there, and I'm glad you're making a difference for us all. Thank you for raising the flag.
You got it. You got it. This is going to be streaming live around the world. So even for the folks, there's 1,500 people here. But for folks that couldn't be here, we have links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com where you can watch it like a TV show. For all week. You want to binge watch The Truth About Cancer this weekend. And Jonathan, you know, you have done amazing work over the years for those who are new to you and the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show in beating back the FDA for allowing the truthful, not misleading claims about supplements and including and especially selenium, in my book, the number one cancer preventive nutrient on planet Earth.
Well, thank you very much, Robert. It's been a wonderful campaign. Glad it has borne fruit.
Oh, yeah. No, and we still have to battle for the First Amendment here. We can't rest on our laurels at any moment. And this is the point where we are with the FDA's barbarism on shock therapy. We're going to get to it. But I want to ask you real quick about the Kratom decision. The DEA was threatening enforcement as a Schedule I drug. It was an herbal supplement from Asia that was being utilized. And I know people that have been pulled off of opiate addiction with this substance, that have dealt with pain safely with this. And suddenly the DEA says, we're going to Schedule I. Like heroin. And I'm thinking, I've interviewed some mom and pop health food stores that were going to go out of business because they do a lot in it. And I thought, this is more destruction from the federal government, the centralized bureaucracy, going after the independent business people. And yet, there was an outcry, not only from the people, but apparently some of them in Congress, some of the senators, and they fought back. And the DEA said, okay, we're not going to schedule one at this point. What do you know about this?
Well, it's one of the most remarkable turnarounds of this administration that I've ever seen. Usually this administration dams the torpedoes full speed ahead when it promulgates regulations destructive of enterprise without regard to the consequences. But in this particular instance, the members of Congress came out strong. Over 20 members wrote to the DEA. But that is probably not enough in and of itself. I suspect that the administration has shown an unwillingness to fight this one.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, there was a guy that just walked up. A hotel staff worker came up and says, I use Kratom right here at the hotel. So this is not something. I thought it was largely unknown, but apparently more people are discovering it. And, Jonathan, you know, anything that we can do to get people off of these opioids is a good thing in my book.
Well, that's right. And in the case of these illicit drugs, let's face it, they're already using illicit drugs. So the question becomes, if there's something that can be given to them to wean them of these illicit drugs, it's worth trying, because the consequences of not doing so are lethal.
Yes, and in fact, there's a lot of money to be made at these rehab facilities, and I've heard people spending $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 on pharmaceutical drugs to help them off of the opiates, and they're not working. They come out just as addicted. So I think there's economic turf wars on this, and they look at CBD as a threat, which is not psychoactive, yet it's helping people to get off of these drugs as well, and kratom as a threat, as opposed to really being, you know, for, let's say, compassion and getting people off of these things. They would attack it at the federal level once again, and this is an Obama administration DEA, but thankfully they seem to be backing down, but they haven't committed to totally backing down, so I'm not sure that we shouldn't keep our eyes open on this.
Well, these things tend to come back again and haunt you. It's you know, people should remember the campaign to stop the Monsanto bill on
GMOs, yeah.
GMOs, and how that we succeeded over and over again in blocking those efforts in Congress until finally the forces in favor of it were so great that they overcame the opposition and got the bill through. The same thing can happen here. Government tends to grow regardless of the justification, and you can have strong reasons for opposing it, but in the end, government still seems to find some way of getting its goal to be achieved.
Well, yeah, and in this case, the federal government trounced state government, and I'm thinking 10th Amendment needs to be pushing back hard on that issue of labeling, or at least which, you know, we recognize that GMOs haven't gone through thorough safety studies. Cerellini's study showed cancer in rats that were consuming GMOs, the very identical study Monsanto conducted, but stopped in a matter of weeks. Cerellini continued on for a year and a half and found out, oh my gosh, you keep going with this stuff, and it's a disaster. And now he's even being vindicated. He's sued out and found it's not easy to get libel, but he sued others for libel, and he won on that issue. So we have a lot of forces aligned on a global corporatist scale against individual liberty, the freedom to say no to polluting their bodies.
Yes, Robert, yes.
Yeah. Well, let's bring Cheryl Chumley into the mix. Cheryl is always a stalwart defender of liberty with us, and she's obviously been following a lot of the things that are happening in the Trump versus Hillary campaigns. And I think right now with I don't know if you've been following anything that WikiLeaks is releasing, but it's amazing how much the Clinton Foundation and the Hillary Clinton groups are really corrupting and controlling the media.
Yeah, the WikiLeaks document dump has been kind of pushed to the side because of the latest scandals involving Trump's statements about women that were made years ago. But, you know, some of the findings is just how cozy Hillary Clinton was with members of the media, specifically Donna Brazile, who tipped her off, apparently, to a question that she was going to receive at a town hall meeting. And this is while Brazil served on the staff of CNN. That maybe isn't that shocking, because a lot of people already believe the mainstream media and the left are in partnership with each other. But it's certainly just, you know, proves, it gives a specific example to point to that yet again the left is going as far out of its way as possible to make sure Hillary Clinton is elected.
Yeah, there's no doubt the media, you know, we could say there was a liberal slant to the media, but now we say it's an absolute corporatist, globalist clampdown on information. Like, everything was about this past weekend, Donald Trump and his lewd locker room talk, right? Guy talk. And how much relative to the importance was spent on what we were learning from the WikiLeaks document dump about serious, serious violations of so many things that we would think in terms of integrity within the media alone. I mean, there's more to it than that. I haven't even got a chance to look through it all.
Well, some of the emails show, you know, Hillary Clinton spokesman mocking Catholics and Christian evangelicals, calling them severely backwards. To me, the most significant email, the biggest problem is the emails that show the Clinton team actually plotted the delay of releasing certain emails, knowing full well that that was against the law. And that's just once again a striking violation of law by Team Clinton.
Jonathan, is there anything that you say would rise to how would you say, a special prosecutor or anything like that to look further into these things?
Oh, sure. There are numerous instances of collusion between individuals working in the State Department with Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, resulting in contributions being made to the Clinton Foundation. The tie-ins are very clear. So that is called conflict of interest, and that is a form of corruption. And in addition, from the WikiLeaks emails, we see just how contemptuous Clinton and her aides are towards voters. I mean, they regard voters as rubes that can be manipulated. And they have contempt for Catholics, they have contempt for evangelicals, they have contempt for the supporters of Trump. When you stack them all together, and then in addition, look at their most recent emails that WikiLeaks has produced that add to this picture, you have a group of elitists who really have disgust or they despise the typical American.
Yeah, the contempt that she shows for the so-called little people, the average folks in America, is just right out there. We suspected it. We could feel it. If you're energy sensitive, as I am as a homeopath, and just the way I look at it, it's like, this woman does not like you. If you think she likes you and she's going to be here to help you, you've got it dead wrong. She's got interests that are globalist in perspective, not individualistic at all.
Yeah, I think she loves herself more than she loves this country.
Yeah. Cheryl, anything else jumping out at you at the WikiLeaks document dump here?
Well, it's frightening because Hillary Clinton's campaign camp come out and call Latinos needy Latinos, and that's one of the email revelations. They call Bernie Sanders followers self-righteous whiners. And you just have to think, if that were a Republican candidate, the mainstream media would be all over this. And, you know, it would not let up. But Hillary Clinton sees revelations coming forth from WikiLeaks. These are being pushed to the side, and all the media wants to talk about is Donald Trump and his, you know, 2005 remarks.
Well, it's a complete distraction, obviously, from what we don't want you to focus on. Of course, if you're a leftist, elitist, globalist, you don't want people to look behind the curtain and see that Hillary Clinton is playing you. Maybe she's being played too, but at the very least, she's playing you on the left, you Democrats that still are supporting her. There's a lot more to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, with Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer. Links are up in the show notes. It'll take you to emord.com. as well as Cheryl Chumley. And we'll be back with more powerful healing of a political nature after this brief break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Hey, my apologies if we're getting an echo. I'm doing a live remote broadcast from the Truth About Cancer at the Gaylord Texan in Dallas, Grapevine to be specific. We have Jonathan Emord with us. We have Cheryl Chumley as well. We have Norm Singleton coming up in a little bit. But I know Jonathan and I would love to hear more from Cheryl about the timing of all these attacks on Trump regarding supposed harassment, all the while these serious, I wouldn't even call them allegations, but revelations coming out of WikiLeaks.
It is really odd. And if you look at how the mainstream media seems to always support the Democrat candidate and how Hillary Clinton has been falling in the polls due to trust issues with voters, you know, you have to question, you have to keep it in the back of your mind that there might be some sort of, you know, purposeful intent here. You know, look at what's come out about Trump just in the last few hours, it seems. The New York Times brings up about a couple women who come forward and claim that he groped them. CBS brought up, you know, allegations and a videotape about improper statements Trump made to a 10-year-old girl. And then there were other reports coming forth about other women claiming that Trump has sexually harassed them or touched them. It just seems like since the WikiLeaks document dump on Hillary Clinton, serious allegations and serious scandals that need, you know, further investigation, all of a sudden Trump is getting attacked from all angles by all members of the mainstream media. And things that have been in the open for years, these aren't new allegations. These are videos and stories that have already been told in past years. All of a sudden they're springing to new life again. And you have to wonder, is this just more of the mainstream left-leaning media their attempt to bring Hillary Clinton back into the forefront and boot Trump to the curb once and for all.
Oh, yeah, it smacks of desperation because all they can do is distract. Don't look over here, the WikiLeaks dump, pay no attention to that. We'll just throw out some scintillating claims of the past of what Donald Trump may or may not have done. And I don't know if there's any independent corroboration on all of it either, Jonathan, from a legalistic perspective.
No, it's highly suspicious in the sense that we are not being presented with corroborating witnesses. And even the charges that are being leveled against Trump are ones that pale in comparison to the dozens of accusations of sexual abuse from Bill Clinton. So they're trying to level the playing field by suggesting that Bill Clinton is not any more of a wretched human being than Donald Trump. And they're using dredging up old charges to do that. I think each of these charges has been thoroughly refuted by Trump. And I think the onus is on the accuser to present some sort of extrinsic evidence to support the charge. Where is there a witness? Where is there a corroborating witness? So it seems too politically convenient to raise it now.
Yes.
As Trump was on the ascendancy following the last debate, to try to knock him down in the polls immediately before the election.
Yeah, there's not a lot of intellectual discussion happening about the differences and the distinct differences when you're just crying about something he may or may not have done in the past that really doesn't affect the globe per se. And, of course, the things that Hillary has done and is doing and would continue to do as president would affect the future of this nation for the worse, in my opinion. Cheryl, your perspective.
Yeah, I would much rather hear the candidates talk about things like immigration, border control, national security, you know, the rise of ISIS, even though this White House continues to tell us that ISIS is being, scattered and they're not as big a threat as they were months ago. So I would rather hear real issues like that being discussed than, you know, what Trump did 30 years ago with a woman on an airplane.
Sure, and even the revelations that Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, knew full well that the aid that they were giving to the Saudis and Yemenis was going into the hands of ISIS.
Yeah, and meanwhile, her Clinton Foundation is taking, millions of dollars from overseas entities that may or may not be friendly to America. Now, that's something that I think mainstream media ought to put their, time investigating.
Way, way more important. I agree. Cheryl Chumley, thanks for joining us, as always, with the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Jonathan Emord, more from you after this. Also, Norm Singleton will be with us from the Campaign for Liberty as we rekindle the Sacred Fire of Liberty right here, live on the Robert Scott Bell Show, coming at you from the Truth About Cancer in Grapevine, Texas, at the Gaylord Texan. You can stream it live as well.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Todd Bollinger.
Yeah, I should have mentioned
writing
something
several
earlier.
Books, spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation. The movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Take it to emord.com. Of course, The Rise of Tyranny, one of my favorite books about the bureaucratic oligarchy. And you can bet one of the most disastrous things that's going to happen when, and well, let me just say if. I would like to be positive about this. If Hillary Clinton were elected or selected president, the oligarchy would only get stronger, and globalists would have complete and total control of this country with no pretense whatsoever. Jonathan, am I exaggerating?
No. I'm sorry to say that if Hillary Clinton becomes president of the United States, we're going to see a vast expansion in the bureaucratic state. Individual liberty is going to be at an all-time low. The cost of government is going to be at an all-time high. Taxes are going to be raised. and the stagnant economy is going to remain stagnant or go in a negative direction. If you want jobs, if you want opportunity, if you want rising incomes, if you want America to be restored in the world, it's just not going to happen with this with a Hillary Clinton presidency. We're going in the opposite
direction. No doubt. Now, and Jonathan, real quick on the oligarchy, one of the aspects you don't think is a regulatory agency, the CDC is not considered a regulatory agency, but they are promoting vaccinations, and they're hiding data that links them to autism, and yet this organization has raised a trial balloon recently that wants to do basically roadside stops, quarantines, forced vaccination based on the mere suspicion that you may be ill with no evidence to support it. Maybe you've been around somebody who is ill, no evidence that you've contracted anything communicable. And the comment period for the public ends tomorrow. If you're listening live tonight, I just want to put that out there. The CDC, have they gone mad, or is this just a symptom of everything that's gone mad in a Democratic administration?
Well, it's a further culmination of the kind of brute force that this administration favors as a means of regulating human conduct. They want people to abide by a one-size-fits-all regimen where the dictates of those in the CDC can be imposed by force of law on unsuspecting individuals, and there need be no proof whatsoever of an actual threat to the public. They can take people and, based on a suspicion that they're ill, quarantine them if they think that that is appropriate. This is a suspension, effective a suspension, of the writ of habeas corpus. It is a denial of due process. It is forcing people into the state of a loss of their rights to liberty, and all predicated upon a scientific supposition that somehow this is going to cause injury to someone else without any actual proof of that happening.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. So, folks, if you haven't put in your 2 cents or 2 gold pieces, whatever it takes to stop this madness, otherwise it's going to get bloody violent, and I'm not wanting that. I'm just saying that when you start stopping people and forcing them to receive injections that could potentially kill them, which we know that happens with vaccines. $3 billion plus has been paid out through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program to children of families who have been injured or even killed. So it's a devastating. And Obamacare only plays larger in that. Why can't we let Obamacare die a dignified death if there's any way to do that? Norm Singleton is here with the Campaign for Liberty. And he's concerned that during the lame duck sessions, there might be Obamacare bailouts. Is that true, Norm? Kyle, do we have Norm? There you are, Norm.
Yes. You know, the insurance companies who quietly lobbied behind the scenes for Obamacare while Obama blasted them in public, they have 2 provisions funded by, indirectly by consumers, both nominally funded by taxes on insurance. One, which is my favorite, is a tax for being too successful, making too much money off of Obamacare. And that is, the goal of that is they're supposed to put it in the taxation for
what are we talking about, the taxation for the fine?
Right, no, it's the
so-called penalty
on companies that are in the exchange, that participate in the Obamacare exchanges, that if they make too much money, the government determines the range of profitability, and if you make too much, you get assessed tax. If you make too little, you you're supposed to get a bailout. And in theory, the amount of the bailout, or the amount of the tax, is supposed to equal the amount of the bailout. And under the law, that's the only source they can use for this. Well, the administration, surprise, surprise, is finding out that this fund is, there's not enough companies actually making money from what even Bill Clinton calls a crazy program. So they're trying to use the general fund. And actually, an effort led by Marco Rubio has stopped them from doing that. And the other one is there's another tax on all insurance companies who participate in the Obamacare exchange program. And that money is supposed to just go to the U.S. Treasury to reimburse it for the cost of running the exchanges. Well, Obama is trying to use that also to bail out the insurance companies. because he doesn't want this to further the death, what's called the death spiral, which is where you have, they're not signing up enough young and healthy people, and therefore they're not making enough profit, and therefore they are losing money if they don't get their bailout. A lot of them, you'll see a lot more walking away from Obamacare. There is legislation to make them follow the law. Hopefully this...
Now, Norm, during the lame duck session, though, what we obviously have a Senate that leans Democratic at this point. The House does not. Can they get a successful bailout, or are you talking about bailout by executive order?
This is bailout by executive order. So hopefully the Congress will put a rider or something in the appropriations bill that will stop these bailouts.
Jonathan, the executive orders, I still think constitutionally this is ludicrous because they were initially supposed to impact only the executive branch of government, and now they seem to have this illusion that it's sort of the force of law that overrides the entire government.
Well, that's right. John Dean, who I listen to every now and again, I've gone to legal programs with John Dean, a former White House counsel who spilled the beans on Richard Nixon's Watergate cover-up, has explained that Richard Nixon, who is the quintessential imperial president who first established what has been called the imperial presidency by Schlesinger in those days, was one who said, well, if the president does it, it's not illegal. Meaning that the White House, you know, if the president, given the power of the executive branch, chooses to take an action, by definition, it's not illegal, which is, of course, absurd, an outrageous violation of the rule of law. That's what's happening here. The president is legislating unilaterally without going to Congress. He's taking powers beyond the scope of the executive branch itself to effect a change in the organic laws that govern this country. And that is a destruction of the separation of powers and a usurpation of the power of Congress to make laws. The power of Congress to make laws in Article 1 is absolute. Congress shall make the laws in this country, not the president. And so what has happened is that using not really executive orders as much as what he's used memoranda to change the law and executive actions to change the law, they use these euphemisms. They're all effectively the same thing. But he has expanded the power of the presidency to create law beyond any president before. And I suspect that same pattern would continue in a Hillary Clinton administration, probably even worse than it is in an Obama administration.
And Jonathan, isn't the memorandum sometimes even worse than, arguably worse than a presidential executive order from the Oval Office because it comes from a cabinet, justice or health and human services or state? And so it's not even issued by someone who has been chosen by the voters to fulfill an executive agency. It's issued by someone who was chosen by someone who was chosen by the voters and confirmed by someone who was chosen by the voters. But it really is so far away from any semblance of democratic accountability and what a Republican government is supposed to be.
Well, it certainly is a case where individuals who were not elected for the purpose of creating the law are given lawmaking power through these memoranda, such that they are able to, through these agencies, vastly expand the authority of the agencies over entire areas for which they have dubious jurisdiction to take those over and run the country. And as I've said in, you know, the Rise of Tyranny, I explained that about 9/10 of all federal law is no longer the product of those we elect. That is, it's not a law promulgated by Congress, but rather it's the myriad regulations that are adopted by the agencies that are run by unelected individuals. So we have a bureaucratic oligarchy. We really do, that runs this country.
I remember when I took environmental law and administrative law in law school, and one of the first things the professor said was we're not going to spend too much time looking at the Clean Air or Clean Water Act. So I'll sum it up for you in one sentence. It just says that the government should promote clean air and clean water, and this agency has the power to go out and do that. And then the bureaucrats write the rules. And he said if you study administrative law, you'll discover that more and more of the laws are written by regulators. And it was also the case when I studied banking law, and this was in the early 90s, so it was before Dodd-Frank, Sarbanes-Oxley, all of that. And so this is a problem, as Jonathan well knows, because he fights against it every day. It's rooted in the progressive era, New Deal, Woodrow Wilson, FDR, Theodore Roosevelt's view of government by experts. Because having spent 15 years on Capitol Hill, I can tell you, you don't find a lot of really sharp experts up there.
Yeah, it's a tragedy.
It is. It's amazing that we're witnessing this in our lifetime, but can we put a stop to it? Is it too late? Do we see a dissolution in our future or in our kids' future if the federal government doesn't behave appropriately and according to the Constitution? The people have fallen asleep for a long time. We're on a break, Norm. We're going to get your perspective on that as well. The Campaign for Liberty is working hard to wake up the sheeple, turn them back into we the people, and to do something about it, along with Jonathan E. Moore. We got lots more to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show tonight, live from The Truth About Cancer in Dallas, Texas, back after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How confident are you in your food storage?
If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Manna Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Manna Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Manna difference.
America made food stores you love to eat. Yum!
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
All right, still at you live from Dallas at the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. If you want to stream it live this weekend, you can do so from the comfort of your own home. Links are up in the show notes, as well as to Jonathan E. Ward and, of course, Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. Norm, there's so much that I want you to talk about, and Jonathan does this segment. I almost want to say, let it rip.
Well, to what we were talking about before the break with the lame duck. The other thing in Obamacare is, no matter who wins the presidency, I think we're going to see action on that. Given that Bill Clinton went out and stuck his toe in the water, publicly admitting what's clear to everyone, and I hear that a lot of Democrats behind the scenes admit, "Oh my God, this is horrible," and that there's even labor unions, who is a bedrock constituency, and I think one of the few that hasn't been insulted by Hillary Clinton on the tapes. You notice that George Soros and the unions seem to be the only two constituents, big Democratic Party constituencies, the Soros Empire and the unions. And I think that's because these people are well aware.
They weren't insulted. Oh, gotcha. The money's coming there. You can insult me as long as you keep sending me money. Yeah. So, what about?
But I think one of the dirty little secrets of the left wing is that unions, in particularly because of the way Obamacare impacts their health care plans, and the fact that over the years a lot of big unions develop a pattern of foregoing wage increases in exchange for very generous tax exempt healthcare plans, that they're unhappy with Obamacare. And they're going to be front and center demanding changes if Hillary wins.
Yeah. Norm, I said this from the moment they passed Obamacare, before it was passed, I said it's designed to fail because there's an agenda for this so-called single-payer, they don't want to say socialism, system. And, of course, in that system, there's even less freedom than there was before that system. It wasn't ideal before it because since 1910 and the Flexner Report, it set the stage for a medical monopoly. That is not a place where you get innovation and real healing. And Obamacare just basically codified it in a way that you supposedly could not escape from it. It's going to fail, and then what are they going to replace it with? I say nothing. I say we go back to freedom. I say we go back and let all the healers heal and get the government out of the way. But you know where I am on that. That's the liberty-minded Robert Scott Bell Show.
Right, right. And normally with both things, we need more George Costanza thinking in D.C. The answer to the question should be what the government should do. It should be nothing.
Nothing, exactly. Hey,
something.
Norm, real quick, on the 15 years of the Afghan War, it's one of your blog posts up there at Campaign for Liberty. Is this thing ever going to end? More Nobel Prizes for anybody?
It's become America's longest and America's forgotten war. In 08, remember, John McCain said something like, we may have to prepare to be in Iraq and Afghanistan for 100 years, and he said he thinks the American people will be okay with that. Later he clarified he meant that if we simply stationed bases in a pacified Afghanistan and Iraq. But here it is 8 years after the so-called peace candidate was elected, and we've got more troops than ever coming in there. We're 5 years after Osama bin Laden was captured and killed. We've got a group that is arguably that even their actions is much more worse than Al Qaeda. And in the meantime, we're actively arming Al Qaeda in Libya. So much for the for President Obama pursuing a more peaceful, restrained foreign policy. And so much for.
Yeah.
For his brag in 2012, that I remember there was a bumper sticker that went around saying after 4 years of Obama, General Motors is still alive and Osama bin Laden isn't. Well, but people much worse than Osama bin Laden are still around in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and in other countries, and a lot of them are getting U.S. arms. So it's just insane. And I wanted to say regarding Obama's legacy and in general, is that I've heard some people kind of with their noses up in the air complaining that Bob Dylan won the Nobel Prize in Literature this year. I think, though, that if you really want to be outraged over a Nobel Prize, how about Obama winning the Nobel Peace Prize?
Yeah, the war president, right? The Monsanto president.
Bob Dylan actually is a poet. Obama is not a man of peace.
You're so right, Jonathan. E. Moore, thank you. Norm Singleton, thank you. The Campaign for Liberty, appreciate you so much. Jonathan E. Moore can be found at emoore.com. He's beaten down the FDA dragon. That's why he's known as the FDA Dragon Slayer. Thank you so much. I've got another hour here from The Truth About Cancer going live in Dallas. I hope to see you here. If not, stream it live. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Thanks. Thanks, guys. Remember, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.